News Talk 1110993 WBT, Brett Winterville Show. We bring to the program now Breaking Brett Jensen. Brett underscore Jensen on Twitter. It happened again today, Brett. You've been tracking this since the start of school. Another firearm uncovered at a at an educational institution. What's going on, Brett Jensen? What happened? We don't have him? Is he not there? Brett Jensen, Red Rover. Send Jensen right over. All right. See, we had this big buildup. And now he's not here. All right, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you some of what I know, and then he's going to jump in here and fill us in. So a baker's dozen, gun number 13, found on a Charlotte Mecklenburg School's campus per CMPD. This time, it was at Julius Chambers High School. A gun has now been recovered at a CMS school once every 3.5 days since the start of class in August, on August 25th. Brett Jensen joins us now. Hello, Brett Jensen.
Hi, sorry for that. I was literally just breaking more news. A second gun was found at the school today.
At that same school?
Same school today. Mm-hmm. A second gun at Hopewell High School in Huntersville. So here's the situation. There have been massive brawls at that school all day. At least three that I know of, and I was told as many as six different massive fights broke out at the school today, including girls in like a girl's bathroom and locker rooms and hallways. And in the middle of one of the fights, and I posted the video and broke that news, literally had TV stations in Charlotte literally texting me today asking me where I got the video, and which confused me, but So I posted a video of one of the guns falling out of a student's pocket onto the floor while they were fighting.
Wow.
And so I posted that video on Twitter, posted another video of a cop chasing, a school resource officer, chasing another student through the gymnasium, trying to track him down and tackle him. And then I also have three more videos of some of these big brawls that took place today, but I'm not posting any of those videos because they appear just to be fights with no weapons involved. And so there's no, I mean, I'm not in the habit of posting just regular fights within students. Now, granted, these were big fights, but I'm not posting those. A second gun was discovered at Hopewell High School today. And so now that makes 15 guns since August 25th. And today is the 10 weeks today that CMS has been in class.
So
10 weeks today.
Okay.
15 guns.
Okay, so 15 guns. So it started, because you gave me originally Julius Chambers High School. Now we got two at Hopewell High School in Huntersville today. In terms of these guns, are you getting a sense from any of the authorities involved that they know where these guns are coming from? Are they coming in an organized fashion? Are these stolen? Are these ghost? I mean, are these straw buyer guns? Do we know where the sourcing is on these firearms that are showing up in these high schools?
Well, I do know that some of the guns have been stolen. We do know that. But not all of them have been stolen because, you know, they'll be listed when I get the police reports. Sometimes it'll say stolen. And other times, it's just they're not listed how these guns came about, whether it's a family member or a friend or whatever. They're not listed how the guns came into possession. Mm-hmm. And so, but again, two guns today at the high school, separate students.
Let me ask you about the big fights that you've seen take place, including the fight that had the gun fall out and, you know, raised people's attention. Do these appear to be like organized gang fights? Are these free-for-alls in the bathroom and in the cafeteria? How would you describe the nature of these fights?
All but one of the fights, there was a fight with two girls that got really nasty, that teachers had to break up, and it took a while to break up. But outside of the fight involving the two girls, all of them appear to be a 2-on-1, 3-on-1 type of fight.
Mm-hmm. And then
from the videos, because I've got videos of 1, 2, 3, 4, I've got videos of four fights. Mm-hmm. One of those included the fight where the gun fell out on the hallway floor. And all of them appear to have, like, one person being attacked by, you know, two or more people.
Is there any possibility that they may be thinking about shutting it down for a day or something, so that there could be a cooling off period? I mean, that seems to be an inordinately large number of fights, plus guns being involved.
Yeah, that I don't know. I mean, because it's still early in the process, mm-hmm. and CMS has not sent out any statements yet. Mm-hmm. I just called. As a matter of fact, I was trying to call CMS. That's a little bit reason why I was late joining you.
That's okay.
I was late joining you. I was trying to get CMS on the phone real quick before I talk to you. And so, no, there hasn't been any statement put out by CMS. Nothing put out by Ernest Winston. I mean, 15 guns in, oof, I want to say it's about 50 days or so. Mm-hmm. I think it's 15 and 50. Mm-hmm. And we know of at least 4 sexual assaults as well, so that have occurred in 50 days in the first 10 weeks of class.
We are going to continue to follow this story. As you get developments, comments, what have you, please hit us back up. We'd love to get this out there to the audience. Brett, we appreciate you running this thing down.
No problem at all. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
That's Brett Jensen.